Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Divine Princes and Princesses. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am Creative Expressionist Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover, sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right, and snuggle up to your ears that your heart may fully embrace the Sunshine Experience.
And yes, tonight there will definitely be a wonderful experience, because this show has been a definite work of art for me. And by that I mean it has been a challenge to present it to you, yet I do expect it to be something beautiful. If you know, the show normally starts at 8 o'clock, and when soon as I went live, internet went down. There was no live recording. There was nothing going on. And you know what? Sometimes all you have to do is take a step back, start over, and just reemerge into what you are meant to be doing. And I am meant to be the intimacy facilitator and to help bring you into the Sunshine Experience. Tonight, we do have a great and wonderful show for you. I am super excited to present today's topic of your bite of intimacy, explosive passion when alphas align. Oh my goodness. Your question for today, have you ever made the kind of love alpha men and women make? Today's experience will bring you into the knowledge of how alpha men and women relate to create a sexual energy far beyond average. You definitely want to stay tuned throughout the program as we dive deeper into this much-needed bite of intimacy to enrich us for a more pure journey ahead. For now, sit back and enjoy a smooth groove called Wake Me Up by AWN, featuring Arthur Cody. That's Wake Me Up. Enjoy.
The door.
And that was Wake Me Up by AWN featuring Arthur Cody. You know, the vibe here is definitely an experience with the music. And if you know any independent artist that would like the chance to have their music featured on the Sunshine Experience, please have them submit their love, smooth, or erotic recordings to info@sunshinelavere.com. Now, it must be professionally produced and in an MP3 or MP4 downloadable format. That's info@sunshinelavere.com. That's SunshineLavaire. I'm super excited for tonight's show because the production problems I've been having preparing for the show has been quite significant. And then when the show was supposed to start at 8 o'clock, the whole bottom fell out of the earth. But you know what? I sat still. I said, you know what? There are always do-overs. And I started the show over at 8:30, and I took those 30 minutes to thoroughly prepare an entire show as if nothing had happened. You see, when we serve the Creator in a way that allows us to generate and to produce and to serve and to give, when we face obstacles, we are not alone. And so he made it where the universe aligned up for me in those 30 minutes, and I am super, super excited about the show tonight. Now, everything on the show tonight will be live, except the music, of course. There will be no recordings of tonight's Bite of Intimacy or anything of the like, because, as I stated before, there were some technical difficulties. But one beautiful thing about it, my voice still works, and I am utterly excited about that. Remember, tonight's Bite of Intimacy topic is explosive passion when alphas align, and you have been asked the question of the day. Have you ever made the kind of love alpha men and women make? That's definitely going to be something to explore later. What I want to know is, what are you sipping on tonight? I'm going light again tonight with a little apple kiwi juice with the side of water. For those of you who are logged in, the chat room is open. I'm looking forward to chatting with you as we go along in the show. Also, if you are listening by phone, tonight's Bite of Intimacy is sure to make you think. But I don't want you guys to be shy like last week. When you're ready to share your thoughts after tonight's bite, don't hesitate to hit the 1 button on your dial pad. The number to call is 515-605-9746. And hit that 1 button to talk to me. That's 515-605-9746. I can't wait to explore your minds as you give me a piece of it as we talk about explosive passion when alphas align. Now, I hope you enjoyed that earlier little song that we played, but I have something else for you that I really want to share. You know, last week I shared a little song with you that, had me in my head with my imagination, as last week we explored imagination domination. And I told you how much fun I was having in my head, imagining dancing around in the mirror in my underwear, having a wonderful time. Well, this little ditty called Classic by Joaquin Carud makes me think about a long road trip in a drop top with the sun beating down, the wind coming over me. I, of course, am in the passenger seat having a wonderful time. Who's driving? Is it you? Where are you taking us? Let's listen to Classic. And that was Classic by Joaquin Carood. Man, I really enjoyed that little bump. You know, just something makes you bounce your head just a little bit. Now, you know, we don't want to be knocking our heads around, but we definitely like things to groove to. And don't forget, guys, the chat room is open. I do look forward to chatting with you as we go along in the show. And if you are listening by phone, once we share our Bite of Intimacy topic for the evening, if you have any thoughts or ideas or even questions on the event, please hit that one button, 515-605-9746 is the call-in number. If you're logged in and perhaps maybe you need to switch to your phone to listen, that's exactly where you would do so. Now, if you enjoyed that song and you know indie artists, or you are an indie artist and would like the chance to have music featured on the Sunshine Experience, please submit your love, smooth, or erotic recordings to info@sunshinelavere.com. Remember, it must be professionally produced and in an MP3 or 4 downloadable format. That's info@sunshinelavere.com. Now, remember, our topic for this evening, our Bite of Intimacy, explosive passion when alphas align. And our question of the day, have you ever made the kind of love alpha men and women make? Perhaps you have and you don't know it. Or perhaps you have and you know it and you're super excited to hear about yourself on the show tonight. I personally, when the creator was downloading this information into my mind, I was thinking, what a life of beauty and passion this is, a life of growth and connection and earthly divinity to be gathered together with the one you most desire. Isn't it exquisite? Doesn't it just like bellow in your belly to think about, to think about having such an intimate connection? And that's what I am here for, Sunshine LaVere, the intimacy facilitator, to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. I'm so grateful for you who are joining me live. Remember, the chat room is open. And tell me, if you're in the chat, what are you sipping on tonight? You know, do you have a glass of Get Right with you, as I call it? For me, apple kiwi juice with a side of water. I'm taking it light tonight, man, taking it really light. But really, really happy to have you here to be intimate is the best way I can describe it. Now, we are getting closer to our topic for today, our Bite of Intimacy. And today's Sunshine Experience Bite of Intimacy is brought to you by Kitty Candy. Kitty Candy is a full array of vaginal support products to keep your pleasure spot sweet and healthy. The best part? It's all natural, vegan, organic, and paraben-free. From tasty elixirs, pH balancers, washes, vaginal tightening stick, and so much more, all with a smell that will make you think you're truly in a candy shop, Kitty Candy will become a staple in your health and hygiene regimen. Now, I speak from personal experience when I say you do not want to miss out on this all-natural line of vaginal care products. Visit www.kittycandy.net to embark on your very own sweet, candylicious experience. That's www.kittycandy.net. And may your candy forever be sweet. Yes, it is an actually beautifully divine product. I know that it is heaven sent. When I first ordered it, I started using Kitty Candy probably 2 or 3 years ago. And when I got my first package in the mail, I kid you guys not, it literally smelled like candy. It's all natural products, and it works better than what you will find over the counter in a pharmaceutical sense. And I definitely want you ladies to check them out at kittycandy.net. And fellas, I know you guys like you some sweet candy. So if you are with a woman, have you a special lady in your life, you want to visit kittycandy.net as well. And I want you guys to hang in here with me, because tonight's bite of intimacy is not pre-recorded. I actually have to flow with it live for you. So I want you to bear with me. But what I really want you to do is chill out and focus. And while you are doing that, what I'm going to do is play you another song. I want you to just vibe out for a little bit, kind of get your mind into a place where we can really, really just enjoy our bite of intimacy for tonight, okay? And what I will be playing you is Anything by Swaybe and Amin Maxwell. Anything. And that was Anything by Swaybe and Amin Maxwell. Anything, huh? I don't know if I would do anything someone wants me to, but what I will do is give Jonas a shout out. Hi, thank you so much for joining tonight. Definitely giving you a shout out for joining and listening and conversing with me behind the shadows tonight. I appreciate you so much. Let's go ahead and get to this bite of intimacy, explosive passion when alphas align, brought to you by Kitty Candy. Take your time, listen closely, and focus. Explosive passion. The divine feminine and divine masculine coexist in all of us. For a woman, the divine masculine must be dominated by her male counterpart's masculine stoicism as he submits to her feminine charm. The two create a synergy, a harmony, where his desire for her is strong enough to make him go to war for her. Yet she must believe she is worthy to be the object of such intense desire. It is in accepting her profound feminine influence over him that she can be vulnerable with one who understands that he has been gifted with what alpha males subconsciously crave, an altogether, utterly princess-like woman to worship, wrapped in a queen who helps him build his empire. One who quiets the storms of war within him with her sensuality and softness, a respite from the cumbersome beta males and females who, although are not his equals, tire him nonetheless. She must be careful to use her influence for good. She must resist the temptation to become a Delilah to her Samson. The more his heart becomes wrapped around her enchanting wiles, the more he will lie to himself about how powerless he is to resist her. She too will lie to herself that she does not need his coarseness and physical strength. Yet, without him she is great, but not her greatest. The struggle of vulnerability equalizes when the two recognize that it is in their supposed weakness that their lovemaking will reach breathtaking heights. They will elevate deeper and deeper into the throes of symbiotic ecstasy and passion to create fires that can only be quenched by fear or doubt. Fear of what, you may ask? Any kind of fear. Fear is the greatest antithesis to their passion. It is a destroyer of intimacy. It is the only thing that must be treated as a supreme enemy to their divine connection. It is through fear that her femininity is shrouded in depression and low self-esteem. It is through fear that his masculinity is suffocated by indecisiveness, depression, and lack of will. This may manifest in each of them with either withdrawal or overaggression, or a combination of the two. It may also manifest in illness, unrealized potential, continuous loss of possessions, jobs, relationships, et al. The two cannot peacefully coexist when fear has any non-necessary role in their connection. Necessary fear being only that they fear in giving in to fear. They must bond through encouragement of a fearless existence, vulnerability in being seen as unknowing, yet ever learning, and a willingness to accept themselves and their partner while seeking growth and evolution. This duality of vulnerability and willingness alongside seeking and cultivating fearlessness will eventually lead them to walking in their divine masculine and feminine energies, being in harmony personally and together, which will bring about a unity we all crave from our counter. Duality and unity must be the goal for the alpha man and woman, maintaining their separate personalities, yet equally invested in each other's well-being, beginning with love of self, translating into increasing self-awareness, self-care, self-respect, self-discipline, and self-expression is how they fulfill this goal. It is through seeking to know ourselves through self-love that we connect to the divine gender energy we should possess and become a fully integrated person who is able to dwell in unity with our counter alpha energy. As an example, let's consider the love scene from the movie 300, where Leonidas woke his naked wife. He, also naked, sat on their bed, not going straight for her, but allowing her to see him, to know he had something on his mind. They talked, they really talked. In a soft way, she asked him to open up by inviting him to know she was available to him for lovemaking, but letting him know what he had on his mind was more important in that moment. He He poured his heart out to her in a gentle but subtle and masculine way, without imbalanced emotion or acting out or taking it out on her. He simply talked about his thoughts and asked questions, questions he knew she would help him sort out. How she responded, also simple yet amazingly wise and feminine, was to allow him to simply answer his own questions by posing one that helped him understand who he is above all else. Even more than being a king, he is a free man. When they were both at ease, because honestly, an alpha woman really isn't at ease if her man isn't, they made passionate love that made all the moviegoers envious as hell. This is an epic example of the exchange between the alpha man and the alpha woman. Alphas simply operate differently. So again, I pose the question, have you ever made the kind of love alpha men and alpha women make? The kind that starts long before a touch is ever exchanged. That's just something to think about as you go along your intimacy journey. And this has been your bite of intimacy for tonight. Now me, I won't disclose whether or not I have made this kind of love. What I can say is I have come to understand that I must have an alpha male. It is kind of tedious. It's very aggravating, and it could be very low vibrational, and your life when you are an alpha is very, very out of whack if you do not have an alpha counterpart to compliment you. So I know you guys aren't into telling your business. The chat room is open. I do definitely want to go back and forth. But if you are willing to share on our bite of intimacy topic, explosive passion, when alphas align, I definitely want you to hit that one button if you're interested in sharing. If you're already on the line as a caller at 515-605-9746, hit the one button if you want to speak. I was super excited when the universe aligned with those thoughts for me, because it helped me to understand why so many relationships and sexual encounters that I had were so unfulfilling. You know, there's a scripture it is the thought process in the Christian religion about being unequally yoked. And I think a lot of times people hear these words and they think it's talking about people being simply of different religions. But I personally think that things like this, thoughts and processes of this nature, then to all walks of life, from your work life, to your friends, and most especially a lover. If you know whether or not you are an alpha male or woman, I certainly encourage you to be sure that you know exactly what you're getting into if you choose someone who is not an alpha. And it looks like we have someone who wants to share their thoughts. Caller, last four digits, 8179. Last four digits, 8179. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Seven, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Seven from Alabama, S-E-V-E-N?
Yes.
Awesome sauce. It's good to hear from you, Seven. Did you want to share your thoughts on tonight's bite of intimacy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm eager to hear.
Go ahead. I just wanted to say that being an alpha female and dating an alpha male is very challenging. It's is exciting and enticing, but it's also extremely challenging. And I think he would agree, my alpha male would agree, that it's a very dynamic relationship, and you must really be up for the challenge of, in his words, kind of dealing with someone who is reflecting parts of you, you know. And I think in our case, it's reflecting parts of himself that he would want to change, or that he, you know, has, you know, let go of or grown, you know, from. So that's just one of the things. I think that a lot of times some people may not be ready for that level of relationship. You know, it is a great relationship in that you kind of match each other's energy, but it can be very challenging.
Well, Seven, that's quite interesting of you to say. I'm very intrigued, actually, because I do understand that it's definitely a challenge. But I think being with someone who is less than alpha is more of a challenge mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, just from my experience. Do you have any comparisons that you can make where you can say what the alpha that you're with now, being in that relationship, is more challenging than not being with an alpha?
Well, I have not dated a lot of alpha males.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in our society, there's not a huge, you know, pool of men that are, I hate to say this, but, you know, very masculine. So in comparing the two, I mean, and I'm not going to say that's just me making an observation of what it is, not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just what it is. But first of all, when I define what it means to be an alpha, or female, male, it's just knowing, it's having a stronger gender personality, you know, one way or the other. And so when the person that I'm dating makes reference to other men saying that if they dated me, they would not last, or I would eliminate, you know, a huge percentile of men right off the top with my personality.
I do think that's definitely a female alpha trait. To go back to an earlier point you made, alpha men are very scarce, as are alpha females. I think it's kind of, and this is not a put down or anything, just as you said, an observation, it's kind of a food chain kind of thing. It takes a lot of self-awareness, a lot of seeking, a lot of desire to grow and be your most powerful self to walk in that divine alpha status. And this is something that is very scarce. So the fact that he has observed that most men would not last is a truth. As an alpha woman, your attention and your tolerance level is going to be very low for someone who is less than alpha. Is the relationship challenging? Yes, it is. But I think, if you were with someone who was less than your equal, my goodness, I just don't even want to imagine what your life would be like, because I've been there.
And to answer your question, because I really didn't, for me, I don't spend a lot of time with someone who's not. So I can't really compare, you know, especially in adulting. Now, maybe in the 20s when I was still, you know, learning myself and learning my way around in the world. but I'm closer to my 50s now. And so, like you said, tolerance level. And, you know, I don't have time for it because I think time is valuable and I wouldn't want to waste their time and I don't want them wasting mine. So I don't spend a lot of time with that. But so, no, it hasn't been stressful for me. I would say it may have been stressful for my partner, mm-hmm. you know, previous partner. And mm-hmm. I have heard that. I was married, so I have heard that it was hard for them, you know, mm-hmm. initially. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes. Yes.
And go fit. Yeah.
I can definitely understand that, Seven. As you said, I too am close to my 50s, and yeah, at this point in time, I don't really spend a lot of time around anyone who, you know, kind of vibrates on a different frequency than me.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, it can be draining. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, and I thank you so much for listening
thank
to the
you.
Show and sharing your thoughts. Are you going to continue to hang around to the end of the show?
Yes, I will.
Yes, I certainly hope so. And thank you again. Tell your alpha we are happy that he has had the good sense to connect with you.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And I want to thank Seven again from Alabama for calling in and sharing her thoughts. And you guys, this is true. This is one of the reasons that I started, number one, the intimacy facilitation practice that I have. You can go to my website at www.sunshinelevere.com to find out more about how I work one-on-one with men to help them achieve their divine masculine energy and become full alpha males to the best that they are created to be. And I do that by imparting a certain style and curriculum of feminine energy, thought processes, and understanding, kind of holding up, as Seven said, a mirror to who they are, but in a way that it helps them realize their greatness. And so you can go to my website, www.sunshinelevere, that's SunshineLovaire, to find out more about that under the Work With Me tab. And you will also find testimonials of a couple of clients that I have worked with. But yes, the reason I started my practice is because being in the industry that I'm in and just throughout my lifetime, always having a divine connection and being an empath, my thought processes have always been more connective and understanding and being empathic toward men and males, even from a girl until now. And so I did notice that there is definitely a scarcity, but I don't think it has to be as bad as it is. I think I can help draw out that alpha male status for whoever is willing to accept my my gift of my empathic abilities and the things that the universe has shared with me to be able to facilitate them becoming more intimate with themselves and therefore being able to be more intimate with their world and the lover they most desire. And it is also a reason that I started the Sunshine Experience radio show, to help us both, men and women, understand and tap into our divine feminine and masculine energies in a way that we can connect or that we can just be fully who we are, divine and explosive and builders and create the empires that we were designed to create. Okay, so thank you again, Seven. Remember, all you got to do is press that one button. Let's see, we have probably about 20 minutes, I think, 15, 20 minutes left in the show. So you are happy to hit that one button at any time. Again, I want to thank our sponsor, Kitty Candy. for sponsoring tonight's Bite of Intimacy, Explosive Passion, When Alphas Align. You know, I am so grateful for how many times that I have had the opportunity to lay things out on the table for people to come and, you know, you can buffet it, you can, you know, pick over it, you can see what you have, but you can, there's always going to be something there for somebody, I hope. That is my hope, that with every encounter that I have, with everything that I get to share, that I can facilitate some morsel of thought, you know, that you can kind of chew on and take with you throughout life. Even if it's something you can't use right now, I'm sure that, you know, perhaps it will come around later and be something that you can use. Now, remember, the chat room is open and I still have callers on the line. I appreciate you listening by phone, but I would love for you to hit that one button so that I can hear your thoughts. I'm just grateful for how things have aligned for me in being able to facilitate this show. It's quite different than a lot of what people nowadays calls podcasts, and just from kind of scoping around and seeing what's out there, it's different. But I'll tell you something very funny. I was approached today about co-hosting another podcast dealing with relationships because I happen to be quite a cut-up. I'm very, very silly, for lack of a better term. And I'm also an intellectual, which means I'm always in my head. I'm always thinking. I always have questions and thoughts and ideas, and thoughts trigger thoughts and things trigger things. And so just based on the fact that I'm always busy, always building, always doing something, Facebook is a good outlet. Social media, period, is a good outlet for me to drop these nuggets or for me to ask these questions. And so someone who is a friend on Facebook has just been kind of, I guess, I don't know, intrigued or interested in the weirdness that I drop on them in their timeline. And I was approached about co-hosting a show that's probably quite different from this one, but it is centered around relationships. So that should be fun and interesting if it's something that the universe, you know, aligns up with for me to do. It should be fun. I hope you guys will listen out for more about that. But just in sharing some personal experience, Seven was saying that being with an alpha is very challenging. When two alphas align, I received a text message earlier this week when a friend of mine came to understand the topic, Bite of Intimacy, for this week. And he scratched out a line and said, collide. Look, any relationship can be a collision course, definitely a collision course. I think because mankind is in a state where we are less self-aware, less self-disciplined, we have less self-respect, we are taught to think less for ourselves and all kinds of things. We lower our vibrational frequencies. We give our brains things that it doesn't need instead of things that it does. And the body responds to emotion in a physical way, and vice versa. And so when you are with someone who holds up a mirror to you, as alphas do, then it can be quite challenging. But what I've learned conversely is to be with someone who has no mirror at all. They are basically like staring at a wall. It's a sad state of affairs, my friends. very, very bad state of affairs. And because you're not looking at something or someone, I should say, who can help you see yourself, you start to disappear. And this is why a lot of non-alpha or unequal alpha relationships are so toxic and volatile. But what you will find about the alpha relationship is that even though there may be some tug of wars, and even though there may be some conflict, the end goal and the end game is the same, and that is to build, that is to grow, that is to connect. And when they remember that they are on the same team, that they are on the same side, when they remember to stay self-aware and that they are individuals first, then they truly can build an empire and have an explosively loving relationship, including in the bedroom. And what I have come to know and understand is that when things are explosive in the bedroom, when you have things connecting and things that are not disjointed but that are unified outside the bedroom, there is absolutely nothing that an alpha man and woman cannot conquer together. And it won't be a fight. It will be a joy. It will be a pleasure. Let this be a reminder to you. If you are an alpha and you are single, you are not doing yourself a disservice by staying that way until you meet your counter. True, they are scarce, so to speak. I personally try not to think from a scarcity mentality. But when there are thousands of one thing on a shelf and only a handful on another, it's hard not to notice the disparity, right? So that's what I have been presented to do. That's what the Sunshine Experience and Sunshine LaVere is all about, helping us reach that divine masculine status. So hopefully we can kind of put some more stuff on the shelf on our end. Okay, so remember the lines are open. You can hit that one button at any time to share your thoughts. The chat room is open. We have about 8 minutes left in the show. While I'm waiting on you guys, I'm going to play another song. I'm excited about the music for tonight. At this time, I'm just going to play. This is one I shared probably on the private showing that I did several weeks ago, just as a test run for the Sunshine Experience. I'm so excited for this show. In my opinion, it's a home run, but you can leave me reviews at info@sunshinelavere.com. I would love to have your review, whether it be good, bad, or ugly. Now, if it's bad or ugly, I won't post it, but I would love to have it so that I can review and go and make improvements in the show. But info@sunshinelavere.com is where you can leave that review. But I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to listen to this song with me. I want you to really vibe to it and connect so that I can come back and share just a little bit more with you my thoughts on explosive passion when alphas align. Thank you. And that was Token by Fernway featuring Chloe Sutherland, Token. And, you know, it did say something. Love is blinding, but love is only blinding when you are not looking in the right places. You're looking at things that blind you to love. You have to look deep inside yourself. You have to become more intimate with yourself in order to be more intimate with the world and the lover you most desire. Again, I want to thank Seven for calling in and sharing her thoughts on the show. And I also want to really thank everyone who tuned in. I didn't have anyone in the chat room with tonight. You know, last week, it's so funny. Last week, the chat room kept everything running. Eugene and I kind of had a lot of things to converse about via chat last week. But this week we had Seven to call in, and I personally have really enjoyed being with you for this hour. I thank you for letting me, Sunshine LaVere, be your intimacy facilitator and bringing you the Sunshine Experience. Remember, I am here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time. Did have a little bit of difficulty and had to restart the show at 8:30 today, but I'm excited that I was able to get it running anyway. But every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time, you will find me here. I'm excited about always having a bite of intimacy to share with you. If you know someone who has a business or service that's centered around love, romance, intimacy, beauty, health, things of that nature, all the things that we need to be our best selves, because romance and love and sex and all those things do play a major part. Have them to contact me at info@sunshinelavere.com so that we can talk about them sponsoring the show, just like kittycandy.net did tonight to sponsor our bite of intimacy. And we have reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I had a wonderful time tonight being with you. I'm grateful that things lined up so that I could get those kinks worked out and spend this hour talking to you about explosive passion when alphas align, and also bringing you just a little bit of vibe music to help you wind down on this Thursday night and take you into your Friday peaceful and with joy. Thank you for tuning in, and here we go.
And that concludes our program, Divine Friends. I'm so happy you tuned in to Vibe with the Sunshine Experience. I hope you've been drawn closer to all that you desire of love, beginning with connecting to the divine within. Remember, intimacy is the anchor of the soul to be your best creative, expressive, and loving self, that you may attract all that is yours to enjoy. You are most deserving. Don't hesitate to visit my website and subscribe to view my weekly blog of intimate thoughts. You will also find a transcript of today's topic there as well. Be sure to tune in every week as we explore beautiful intimacy together. In the meantime, since you found value in this experience, I pray that you will share it as an intimate gift to a friend or lover. Until then, Divine Ones, I am sunshine, I am love, I am air. I am creative expressionist, Sunshine LaVere, your intimacy facilitator, and you have been privy to the Sunshine Experience.